FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you have AT&T phone service and it's not working correctly this morning, know that you are not alone. The company says it's working urgently to restore service to customers experiencing wireless service interruptions in several cities today. Alabama's largest hospital pausing its IVF program, at least for now, as doctors look over the state Supreme Court's recent decision on frozen embryos.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham Health System saying in a statement, "We must evaluate the potential that our patients and our physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages for following the standard of care for IVF treatments." Because Alabama's high court ruled frozen embryos qualify as people, anyone who discards them, which is a normal part of the IVF process, could now face criminal charges.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Biden considering executive action at the border after House Republicans failed to bring a bipartisan immigration bill to the floor for a vote. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger. The Journal Sentinel reports Hovde's position has evolved since the last time he ran for Senate. In 2012, he told the Green Bay radio station he was totally opposed to abortion. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. A vigil for two children who were killed by their mother in Middleton last weekend has been rescheduled for Saturday evening. Middleton police say that the mother also shot the kid's father before turning the gun on herself. The father is recovering. A vigil was originally set for Wednesday night, but officials say that the incredible outpouring of support and interest is forcing them to reschedule. It will be at the Lakeview Park Apartments in Middleton at 6:30. Madison Gas and Electric says that their new solar array in Fitchburg is now fully operational. The solar grid along Irish Lane will generate enough electricity to power 1,400 homes every year. They say their goal is to cut carbon emissions by 80% for all customers by the end of the decade. Their next goal is to expand their solar arrays in Columbia County, and they hope to have a new project online there by the end of 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 55 this afternoon. The wind fairly light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few flurries and a high of 37. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This is the same person that we know that has, on countless posts, has spread misinformation, encourage parents to refuse routine vaccinations for their children, which you just heard, by the way, and even compared our pandemic efforts responses to the Holocaust.
Thank you, Representative Robert Garcia.
And, he lost both of his parents to COVID.
Yeah.
So
he was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene,
right.
He went on to say.
That a member of this committee actually said, the same person that is actually attacking vaccines, said that vaccinated employees get a vaccination logo, just like the Nazis forced Jewish people to wear a gold star. I want to read that again. Vaccinated employees get a vaccination logo, just like the Nazis forced Jewish people to wear a gold star. That is the level of insanity and attacks that we are having here as we actually debate the lives saved around vaccinations.
This was my favorite. Marjorie Taylor Greene said there's something called turbo cancer.
Yes.
That's caused by
what?
Vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Marks, can you clarify once again for the American people, do the COVID vaccines cause turbo cancers?
I'm a hematologist oncologist that's board certified. I don't know what a turbo cancer is. It was a term that was used first in a paper in mouse experiments describing an inflammatory response. We have not detected any increase in cancers with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Dear God. Okay. I thought maybe it was connected to windmills or something, but okay.
Can I just add something here? I do need to apologize to the 1,000 or so parents of children who are under 4 years of age who have died of COVID-19 who were unvaccinated because there were deaths and are continuing to be deaths in children, and that is the reason why they need to get vaccinated. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. If only we had a renowned pediatrician. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom,
we are endlessly grateful that you come slumming on this show. My favorite is when you just said, "What's that on your T-shirt?" And I just said, "Oh, it's just a naked Trump dry humping Putin." Why?
He loves it.
Who loves it, Putin or Trump? Or I guess
they both do.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, Doc, this is what doctors like you are confronted with. It, just this ridiculous exchange we just had to play for you. There's another tweet. As an American in Australia, watching it happen was horrific. We went almost an entire year without a death while the U.S. was racking up 4,000 a day. Turns out life-saving measures work. I mean, you know, we've done studies that there's, up to 40,000 unnecessary deaths because of Trump's response. And here we still are with this ridiculousness in Congress, right?
Yeah, it's beyond frustrating. And we've talked about this before. It's not even a medical question. The medical realities, the facts, are clear as they possibly could be. What we have now is the injection. We're getting injections, okay, but it's injections of stupidity and ignorance into the political dialogue. That's what we're getting. And it is a sick, very difficult problem that I don't think doctors can solve, because we've been breathlessly talking about why you need to get vaccinated for medical reasons and public health reasons. And we're confronted by the most vile stupidity coming out of the mouths of people elected to represent us. And that is like way beyond any course any doctor has ever taken in medical school. So we're throwing hands up.
Yep. The most dangerous thing is when it's in government, this lunatic that Ron DeSantis put in charge in Florida. Dr. Tran tweets, six students have measles in an outbreak at a Florida elementary school. How did Florida's health department respond? Their surgeon general sent out a letter that supports parents sending unvaccinated children to school during the outbreak and doesn't recommend vaccination.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, what can you say? DeSantis has taken this to an extreme, and his constituents are suffering and will be suffering. And by the way, these kids are not locked in place in Florida. They go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So the stupidity and ignorance and violation of basic common medical sense and judgment will affect people well outside of the state of Florida. So he's endangering children in a lot of places who haven't yet gotten vaccinated but plan to be. But in the meantime, will be vulnerable to the political extremism that is being promulgated by the governor of Florida. It's just mind-boggling. Just mind-boggling. But at least they could probably go to Alabama. That would probably be, I'm sure, be fine with a lot of people, but it's terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doc, can we talk about the CDC recommendations? Because we've been talking about that a lot. You know, I get it that everybody's exhausted. Everybody feels like we've lost the political fight over COVID. But that just seems really medically unwise to me to have people go back to work, you know, on such a shortened after they've tested positive for COVID. What's your take on that?
My take is that the CDC has to say exactly what the data is showing. And the data is showing that we are still being affected and people are dying and being hospitalized because of COVID. What it feels like with the CDC, and let's hope this is not true, what it feels like is that they are yielding to pressure that is political in nature and not medical in nature, and making guidelines that may be more in tune with those political pressures than medical information. I'm just saying maybe.
Yeah.
But what I expect as a physician, and especially as a pediatrician, to get is statements by the CDC with the backup data. So can you show me a couple of big studies that confirm that it's now safe to go back to work in a shortened time frame?
Yeah.
What's supporting it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. That's what we deserve.
As you said before we went on, you're not sure which stupidity to talk about first, but let's move on. Ukraine, you said extraordinarily irresponsible and dangerous to Ukraine, to democracy, and the U.S. for Congress to withhold support for Ukraine. Just a terrible combination of ignorance and extremist politics. And obviously, you've been over there helping kids. You said it's extraordinary to witness the courage and resilience of Ukrainian families. Children are dealing with escaping a violent Russian invasion, school disruption, loss everywhere, but they remain strong, determined, trying to live their lives as children, ever hopeful about the future. We will never stop supporting them. It's just particularly, Doc, how you must feel in the light of Navalny's assassination. They just kidnapped a ballerina from here in L.A. for helping Ukraine. I literally yesterday said I'm afraid for my friend Dr. Redletter and for Malcolm Nance and anyone else that tries to help Ukraine. I mean, Putin clearly is emboldened.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, you know, it's like I know a lot of Americans. You dread getting up in the morning and either checking online the news, or in our case, we still get newspapers delivered to our front door. You look at the front page of any major newspaper that's objective, and it's horrible story after horrible story. And I think, look, this is wearing on people. It is very difficult.
Yeah.
How much can you actually absorb in terms of this very disheartening news that really gets at your soul, I must say? I mean, we're doing so much damage and promoting so much stupidity inside and outside our borders, by the way, that it really is threatening the world order. It's making people worry about the America's leadership, which I guess is sort of dissipated or dissipating right now because of what we're doing politically here. So this is a rough time. Yet I am hopeful. Doom is hopeful because...
I haven't heard someone connect guns this way, and I thought it was so smart of you on Twitter. You said, guns galore to kill each other in America, but none to help Ukraine defend itself. Democracy in Europe and ultimately the U.S. from Putin, a dangerous, out-of-control tyrant. We have more guns than people in America, 20 million military-style weapons that can be converted to honest-to-God battle-ready machine guns by anyone with a $100 piece of plastic, access to Google. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops must severely ration every weapon, every bullet, every artillery shell to defend a way of life that is exactly what we're supposed to cherish. It's hard to fully absorb how much ignorance, political paralysis, and damage to our standing in the world that Trump and the extreme right have brought to our country. Do you have hope that any of this is going to move the needle and get, aid to Ukraine?
Yes, I have hope. Why? Because it's still pending, I guess. And my job is to try to understand that it's not entirely lost yet. It's just that in this case with Ukraine, every day that they don't get what they need to fend off the Russians is a day of more death, destruction, and loss of Ukraine territory to these Russian invaders. So it's not like the situation is static while we're waiting. It's more and more destruction and grief in a country that doesn't deserve it, and in fact does deserve maximum support from us, which I'm not getting.
While we're finding Republican members of Congress have been actively... working with the Kremlin, basically, to put out disinformation about the president. It's just such an extraordinary time. Before we go, I know you wanted to touch on, you said, let's get this straight. Not caring for a frozen embryo called a human baby by the Alabama Supreme Court is a criminal offense, but a real-life kid whose family is struggling with poverty so severe they can't afford rent and food gets disdained in the back of our hand. Do I have that right? There are no words to describe the depths of immorality and hypocrisy to which our country has sunk. This is the doomiest, I think, of all our doomy segments, I must say. But, the frozen embryo decision is, I said chilling, and I didn't even mean that as a joke, but there's such a fine line.
I forgive you. But, it's strange times. And I think the only solution is going to be in November, first Tuesday, as we try to, restate what the country believes in.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're not just a bunch of freaking morons. But look, the IQ test comes on that first Tuesday in November. We'll see what we get.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Doc, we've linked to your great work in Ukraine for the kids over there. And we love you.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for doing the backstroke through the doom. Yes. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of great doctors, Dr. Mahoney. He's like the Dr. Doolittle, the Dr. Redliner of dogs and cats.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde love their Nature's Blend. That's all I can tell you. It's freeze-dried raw dog food, full of real turkey, beef, salmon, duck. What is not to love? They are so much healthier and happier. They'd have the zoomies. You've seen the zoomies. Even after a two-hour hike, they have the zoomies.
Yeah.
They are super powered by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I love it because it is shelf-stable. There's no mess. It is dry to the touch. That flavor is freeze-dried, so they love it. And I love it because it's shelf-stable and pantry-safe.
Yeah.
No mess. Fantastic food.
It's not gloopy.
No. Oh, gloopy. Ooh. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free pack of premium beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The KreitzCast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
KreitzCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, not suppose you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Shouty McShoutface from Shouttown. Malcolm Nance coming up, bottom of the hour.
We were texting each other at 2 o'clock this morning.
Was he in all caps? Chris, who said, by any measure, if we were serious about real gun control, we would never elect people who believe it's fine for everyone to own assault rifles. It's guns for teens in America, but not for Ukraine, where the fight is on to defend democracy. What is wrong with this picture? Who said that?
King Ding Dong.
No, Dr. No. Doom, Dr. Irwin Redlener, who we just had on, who made some fantastic points. All right, I will give you one chance to redeem yourself. One chance. Who said... Oh, impeachment investigation essentially ended yesterday in substance and form. It appears like the whole thing is false, fraudulent, and a product of Russian propaganda. Who said that?
Toucan Sam.
No, that would be Representative Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen, and of course, D.C. sexy liberal.
What was the name of the owl that did the Tootsie Pop? Do we know his name?
No, there was no name. He didn't have it. A wise old owl is what they call him.
All right. Okay. All right. Asha Rangappa tweeted, for real, can we recap? Sitting members of Congress initiated impeachment proceedings against a U.S. president based on information passed to them by an agent of Russian intelligence. Same members refused to pass aid to Ukraine. Same members defend Trump. I can't figure out what's wrong with this picture. I'll ask Malcolm. Maybe he has thoughts. Okay. Karen in Chicago. Oh, it's late.
She made it.
It's late for Boo Boo Foo Foo time.
Her cell phone was out, so she made it.
Oh, what's your cell phone out?
Hello, Karen.
Her cell phone's out. There's a nationwide outage.
I know. What's going on?
Yeah, she emailed me on the Twitter saying that she's having a tough time.
We're okay here in Los Angeles,
in.
But
it's like a day without sunshine, yeah. A day without Boo Boo Foo Foo on the radio show.
She's going to keep trying, I'm sure.
With AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
Pam in New Hampshire. Let's see how it's working in New Hampshire. Hi, Pam.
Hey, I didn't have it for about an hour and a half. I hope it stays. Listen, that David Weiss guy or whatever, that special prosecutor, he said there was no reason to charge Hunter. The Republicans in the House pestered the court. They said new information is coming forward. And that spy was going and meeting with these people as far as December. So was this the information they're waiting for? More fake stuff? He needs to be fired. Garland needs to be fired. Everybody needs to be fired, and Biden needs to start fresh. Everyone's afraid to take care of these traitors.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what they are. Thank you, and thank you. And also thank you. Oh, this just in. Judge has ordered MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell to pay $5 million to the man who proved his 2020 election lies wrong.
I know, he owes him that money.
He issued that $5 million challenge. Prove me wrong.
And they did.
And he did.
So... And they did.
Aww. And it went to arbitration, which was in the
rules.
Yes. Yeah. Now he might have to have a fundraiser. Well, you know where he'll have to have a fundraiser. The Harmer. Robin in Minneapolis.
Didn't know what time it was. The lights were low.
Hello.
Hi.
I listened to Stephanie on my radio.
I met Mr. Pillow.
Some lady was calling in from Minnesota. Minnesota, nice.
It's very reasonable.
Talking about how the pillow man is fortune made.
He was a lonely guy.
Kiosk with his sweaty tirade. Hey, that wasn't no pillow. That was sweaty cosmic
jive. This is the best pillow for you.
I ran into him at the Harmar Mall.
There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. We'd like to go and see it, but we think it'd blow our minds. There's a Harmar Mall up in the sky. He's told us that we stole it, but he knows that it's just jive. He knows it. Elections, they can't lose them. They have to cheat to win them. Let all the QAnon Nazis in.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain. We've got to visit Minneapolis, maybe for some reason, and then visit the Harmar. Now I feel bad that I did not join that radio telethon for my pillow guy that I was invited to.
Oh, you should have done
that. Oh, you should have.
I forgot that you were invited to that.
Shay in Chicago. Hello, Shay.
Hi. I love you guys. Yesterday was hysterical, and I laugh too much sometimes, even in fear. But it was a good laugh. The Daily Show had he was a very good-looking black journalist. He went, and he had a photo of Trump's high top. And he asked, it was great, he asked all these black guys if they would buy it or wear it. And one, it was perfect. The first guy he asked, he couldn't even spit out an answer. He started laughing. He just laughed.
Oh, that's not. Fox News says that that's
why they're going to get
the
votes.
Yeah, black people love sneakers.
Yeah.
That's why they're going to vote for Trump.
Right.
Do they realize how racist they are?
No.
Or, okay. Malcolm Nance next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will get $24 million from cigarette makers. That's for payments the companies missed between 2005 and 2007 stemming from another legal case. The money is going to the Wisconsin Medical Assistance Trust Fund. People with student loan debt can get their payments cut or even completely forgiven thanks to a Department of Education program. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says older borrowers can take advantage if they consolidate balances that don't qualify.
The commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi need for consolidation are Parent Plus loans.
Hume recommends acting sooner rather than later. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. The Janesville City Council will consider the next step in redeveloping the former General Motors campus at their meeting Monday night. The plant was demolished in 2018. Janesville officials say that it's time to rebuild their legacy and find a new way to use the property. They say that they can begin assessing new funding sources and building a vision for what they want to see at the site. City officials anticipate planning for the campus area will be completed in the next 18 months. Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin wants to help people with their taxes. They're launching their free Vita tax preparation program to help people get the most out of this tax season. The program is designed for low to moderate earners, the elderly, people with disabilities, and limited English speakers. It's all run through volunteers. You can register for the program online at the Goodwill of South Central Wisconsin website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
It is going to be another really nice day today, mostly sunny with a high of 55 this afternoon. The wind fairly light out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 32. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun with a few flurries and a high of 37. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfer subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
First of all, it's very clear that Vice President Harris said off the bat, Russia is responsible for the death of
Alexei Navalny. It was not, we're going to wait and see. It was not, we need to know more. So that was a very strong statement from the vice president. It was also notable to me because I've covered many Munich conferences, security conferences over the years. And usually the leaders, American leaders, are addressing Europeans, addressing allies. This had a domestic message, as Lawrence pointed out. And it was a very strong domestic message. And it talked about how Americans have a choice to make right now about whether to be global leaders.
I think our next guest might have some thoughts. We'll see. I don't think one segment can contain him today. Nope. Good morning, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
Hello. I'll say hello. I'm reserving good morning these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
For actual good mornings. Yeah.
Where do we even start today? We were talking because we're here in L.A. Russia has kidnapped this ballerina, this dual U.S.-Russian citizen on treason charges, accusing her of collecting funds for Ukrainian organizations and openly opposing the Russian war in Ukraine. I fear for everybody like you and Dr. Redlener and anybody trying to help Ukraine. I mean, Putin is clearly emboldened. I guess that's what happens when you have a Republican frontrunner say, Russia, go do that, whatever the hell you want, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And as if to prove your point, I'm happy to announce that, did I announce it last week? Well, I'm happy to announce again that I have been listed by the Russian Foreign Ministry as an enemy of Moscow, and they have issued a warrant for my arrest.
Oh, wow.
And I am on there with the super hot foreign minister of Latvia and Estonia.
Well, that's nice.
So, not bad, but I have been officially named, so I will never be able to go to Russia and live in the glory that is shopping carts you can put 10 rubles in.
Yeah, Tucker failed to mention they have to spend their entire paycheck.
Yeah, every week.
On food. So, Malcolm, I'm not even sure where to start. I don't know if you saw this. This was Fox News town hall audience cheers when Trump says he wouldn't defend besieged NATO allies that don't spend enough. I don't think there's a shouty level shouty enough for where we find ourselves, is there?
No, and I've just resigned myself to wallowing in their treason and not getting as shouty as I usually have to, because now I understand that this is baked into the Trump Republican Party cake. They are assets of Moscow. To be a Trump Republican, you must hate America, be ready to betray America, be ready to spit on the lives, the sacrifices U.S. soldiers have given since the beginning of this nation, and especially since we landed troops in Normandy in 1944 in order to free the world from totalitarian dictatorships. To be a Trump Republican, you must hate America so much you are willing to side with a communist, ex-KGB, ex-communist dictator because Donald Trump says you must do it.
I mean, I don't even know where to start. I read Asha Rangappa's tweet. For real, can we recap? Sitting members of Congress initiated impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States based on information passed to them by an agent of Russian intelligence. Some members refused to pass aid to Ukraine. The same members defend Trump. I mean, I don't know what else you call it, but a treason caucus, the Putin wing of the GOP, as Liz Cheney calls it, right?
Yeah, the Kremlin crew, as I called them in 2016, an entire group of Republicans that have beholden themselves to the promise of Russian oil money and Donald Trump's favor. And so by going along with Trump, and this is strictly because Donald Trump says it's good, therefore his base believes him, therefore if he says set fire to the White House, or betray America in some other fashion, they will do it. This is beyond a cult. It's a cult of anti-Americanism. It's a cult of people who now hate America as it stood for, but they have an entirely different mentality about what they think America should be. To them, Donald Trump is the greatest patriot that's ever lived, above Lincoln and Washington and every other president. That is why the up is down, black is white world that they live in spells treason as an actual act of patriotism.
Yeah. Malcolm, I want to get your take. You know, Dan Goldman, we played some audio, and also Tristan Snell, a lot of legal experts. Tristan said Jim Jordan, Chuck Grassley, and James Comer were either duped by Smirnoff and the Kremlin, or they were in on it. Either way, the DOJ must subpoena every single communication Jordan, Grassley, and Comer had about Smirnoff or anything related immediately tonight. Dan Goldman echoing that DOJ must investigate whether they knew that Smirnoff was spreading Russian disinformation, because this is obviously an active measures, as you would say in one of your many books, for 2024, mm-hmm. for 2024, to get Donald Trump reinstalled.
Yeah, and the media is actually using the wrong terminology for this, as they usually do, right? They want to mealy-mouth this entire subject. I have been saying this since 2016, all right? And about Jim Jordan, Comer, all the rest who are still supporting, openly supporting this narrative. Are you a Russian spy? Remember how they said that about Eric Swalwell, when Eric Swalwell, with no proof whatsoever, right? Some Chinese asset was trying to come after an influence, and he had worked with the FBI. These people didn't. They worked strictly with Moscow. Now they're aware of it, and they are still pushing Moscow's line. Are you an actual asset of Russian intelligence?
And Malcolm, this is another whole level beyond even your first book, Plot to Hack America, that, you know, they were saying, Putin's saying now, like, I don't even need to go through the FBI. I can go right to Congress. I can go right to Republicans in Congress to launder this disinformation.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, actually, in every one of the four books that I've written, I spelled out that they were, you know, that certainly in Plot to Destroy Democracy, Russia has been buying right-wing governments, right-wing political parties, right? Parties that love money. And they've used their illicit oligarch oil money to buy them outright. And that's what you're seeing here. Look, they bought Lindsey Graham, right? And Tim Scott and everybody else in order to shill for Donald Trump and do it happily with smiles on their face, betraying America straight up. And that's why we got to stop referring to them as Republicans. You got to start referring to them as either Moscow's party, like Moscow Mike Johnson, or you have to call them the traitors that they are. Moscow's, you know, the, what do you say? Government of Putin. That's what GOP should stand for.
And you have an alternative name for Tim Scott.
I do. Oh, are you talking about Lindsey Graham's wife?
No. Your last week, hashtag Butter Biscuit. Okay, let's...
Oh, Butter Biscuit. Well, that, I give that to Frangela. They're going to espouse on that all Friday.
All right, let's go back to Plot to Hack America. This is why we love you, because you, of course, were the only one in this telling us before the 2016 election what was going to happen. Black Knight says the biggest story in the world should be that Bill Barr killed the investigation into Trump conspiring with Russia to win in 2016, then immediately began conspiring with a Russian asset to win in 2020, and Republicans picked up where he left off to rig the 2024 election. Someone else tweeted, who else wants to see the entire unredacted Mueller report? It believes we've been jerked around long enough by these anti-American Republican scoundrels. I don't even know. Just your thoughts on all of this.
Well, they're right about the Mueller report. We have never seen the unredacted Mueller report. Half these characters are probably in it. Yeah. And it's time, you know, Trump, you know, wisely went after the whole thing with Bill Barr saying there was nothing to it. Russia, Russia, Russia. Now we should be saying that. We should seize that phrase. Russia, Russia, Russia. They show up everywhere in the Republican Party, right? They have people going over there. Tucker Carlson acting as their cheerleader for all of this. They're stopping all aid to Ukraine in order to assist Russia on the battlefield, which means by extension, they're assisting Iran in on the battlefield. They're assisting Hamas. Russia is a malignant actor in this world, and we need to start calling the Republicans out as the people who are facilitating Moscow's goals, not America.
Yeah. Well, delays in deliveries from Western allies to Ukraine are opening a door for Russian battlefield advances, said President Zelensky, making the fight very difficult along parts of the front line, where the Kremlin's forces captured a strategic city last weekend ahead of the war's two-year anniversary. I mean, the good news is Putin said he would take Ukraine in 2 weeks. Right. So here we are moving into year two. But what do you think in terms of the state of the war and whether there's hope for us still to send aid?
Well, I think there will be hope for us to send aid. And, you know, the Democrats have made it clear that they have techniques to bring this legislation to the floor. But look what the Republicans did. Look what Moscow Mike Johnson did. He called a 2-week recess.
Yeah.
Just got rid of Congress. So that Congress could do nothing. And now he's afraid of bringing it back, okay, because not only will they have to go back to, you know, figuring out what he's doing, whether it's, you know, the Democrats can bring the legislation to the floor, whether he's going to lose votes there by people who are in Biden plus 10 districts who are terrified of the very thing, or the one or two Republicans who still act on principle out there. And they're still moving forward with the impeachment inquiry at the exact same time. These people don't care about governing.
Yeah.
And we should say that every time we open our mouth. Republicans can't govern. They work for Putin. That's why.
Yeah. We always recommend your Substack. We've linked to it. Yeah. But you know, as you do, you connect everything around the world. 2 weeks of geopolitical madness is the world about to explode. You said it's Donald Trump induced chaos. We all know the story behind the fool who became king. What we did not understand at the time, and even now the news media are not only starting to grasp, is that the purpose of the fool is to bring bizarre, corrupt entertainment into the most serious of situations. And you said the opiate-like addiction the news media has to this man is an accurate description. And, you know, as literally, you know, we watch the world burn. I mean, you talked about just the last 48 hours, killing Navalny, you know, on and on. You said the reason you're feeling morose is because Trump-induced chaos in Europe is deeply tied to the crisis in the Middle East. For all of the ballyhooing that Trump supports the extremist policies of Netanyahu, his actions and words seem to fuel the dreams of Iran. The Iranian mullahs are politically savvy. They watch Trump and American politics carefully, and in many interests, they time their malicious activities to have the most negative impacts on the American electorate.
Iran does things to damage Joe Biden. Iran watches Trump to see how they can do things to damage Joe Biden. Trump watches the world to see if he can damage Joe Biden. So we have Moscow, Iran, Hezbollah, the Yemenis, the Syrian militias, and Iranian-backed Iraqi militias all watching Trump's cues. And then when he says something insane, they glom off of that as well. The world watches what happens in the United States. And that's why you should sign up for Substack. Go read that article, because you'll see that everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks is connected. There's almost a unified field theory, and that field theory is called Trump-induced chaos.
By the way, if you want to play compare and contrast, if, you know, your issue is Gaza, the headline is, I think we should kill them all. GOP Representative Andy Ogles on Palestinians in Gaza. Republican Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee said we should kill them all after an activist pressed him to respond to atrocities that the U.S.-backed Israeli military is committing against Palestinians, including children. I've seen footage of shredded children's bodies. The activist said, that's my taxpayer dollars that are going to bomb those kids. He said, you know what? So I think we should kill them all, if that makes you feel better. Hamas and the Palestinians have been attacking Israel for 20 years. It's time to pay the piper. Another Republican has a bill to deport every single Palestinian in America back to Palestine.
Okay, wait, I have to interject something that's missing here. And far be it for me to defend Republicans, but that's not what he said exactly. He said, I think we should kill them all. I'm talking about Hamas.
Yeah.
That's what the next part of that sentence was.
Yeah.
So that's missing from that report. But, you know, look, the mindset of many Republicans is to let Bibi Netanyahu stay in power and do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
They would be have no problem expelling 2.2 million Gazans. They would have no problem giving all of the West Bank to Israel and then backing it up with U.S. military force. These people who are single-issue voters who are saying they won't vote for Joe Biden, you don't know bad yet.
Yeah.
Okay? Malcolm. It can get a lot worse.
We have a minute left. I just wondered if you had any thoughts at all about Donald Trump comparing himself to Navalny and also Julian Assange's wife saying he is just like Navalny. And
well, first off, I tweeted that I look forward to Julian Assange's arrival at the U.S. federal courthouse in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. I will be down there with one of them big signs. Because, look, Julian Assange released hundreds of thousands of top secret reports, exposed dozens and dozens of agents, innocent people who were working for the Taliban, Saudis. I don't care about him. And he ain't Navalny. Okay.
Yeah.
He self-imposed an exile in the Ecuadorian embassy for 7 years under the stairs on his own. No one put him in jail. No one sent him there. But then when he got held accountable for what he did do, he's coming to the United States. And, you know, he's right up there with Snowden. He doesn't seem to have a lot of problems with what Moscow does. But yeah, Donald Trump and Navalny in the same sense. Yeah.
As Carlos said, it's weird.
You know, only in the sense that I hope he goes to a Siberian prison.
Aye, yes.
You know, was it Carlos yesterday saying, like, it's weird because they're saying, oh, they're prosecuting him for journalism. It's like, that's weird. He didn't do any journalism about Donald Trump when there was a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Only about Hillary. It's just weird. Yeah.
In Plot to Hack America, I spell out he was rabidly pro-Trump and rabidly anti-Hillary and everything that he could do to
And you know, his wife's like, oh, I'd be scared for his life if he comes to the U.S. It's like, oh, I see in this scenario and in Trump's scenario, Joe Biden is Putin. Joe Biden is the murderous dictator and they are the hero patriots. I'm like, okay. I can't talk to Malcolm soon enough. All right.
That's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, he's getting fed three times a day. He's going to get turkey at Thanksgiving. I mean, you know, but U.S. prisons, our federal penitentiaries are for criminals, so don't be criming.
All right, thank you. That's Malcolm Lawrence's last word. Love you, Malcolm. All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
See you next week. All right. Dana Goldberg coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings, so don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What? Could you be referring to the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour?
Stephanie Miller.
Huh. I wonder when all the big announcements are happening for that.
I know, but I'm not saying anything because I follow the rules.
A week or two?
SexyLiberal.com. You can get tickets for the big Chicago show. Yeah. That's the only one on sale, the big DNC show.
And that was going to be on the TV.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so by the way, we linked to Malcolm's Substack. You know, he does have a, you know, just a larger view of the geopolitical stuff going on that I just thought he writes, interestingly, Trump has quietly pushed his America First policy to include isolating Israel. Mm-hmm. A broad swath of MAGA voters are openly anti-Semitic, and a major part of the evangelicals see Israel's future destruction as a sign of the return of Jesus and the end of times. So passively allowing this hit against Israel and its war on Hamas does not hurt him as much as it hurts the rest of the world, yet somehow Trump keeps getting credit for Jared Kushner's Abraham Accords. Trump also likely knows that by denying Israel financial support, he would be assisting Moscow in repaying a debt to Iran. Iran controls Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, Iraqi military, I can't pronounce that, something else, Hezbollah, and the Yemeni Houthi terrorist group. Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps officers funded, equipped, and advised Hamas on their attack on Israel. It's all, what's the word we're looking for?
Connected.
Connected. And it's not reasonable.
No.
No.
Just thought I would mention that. Yeah, I don't care what that
was. Was she a real super lady?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your friend in the wood chipper? Okay.
I bet they went to the Harmar.
Harmar, yeah.
Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Listening to Malcolm, I am more convinced than ever that there are some dots that are, at least they seem connectable. July of 2018, Trump has a private meeting with Putin in Helsinki. No notes, nobody knows what was said. December of 2019, Trump signs the National Defense Authorization Act that creates Space Force.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
January 2021, Biden sworn in while POTUS absconds with national security.
Oh, okay. Oh, we have a lot more gold sneakers to drop, I
think. Oh, we do.
This whole treason trail.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbaugh. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkenbinder. Join us noon to 3.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.